Monty the Monarch and the Invisible Butterfly by Vivian C. Paré. Monty the Monarch Butterfly was excited. He was going on another adventure, and he really loved adventure. In fact, he'd already had several. Being an egg on a milkweed plant, swaying in the gentle breezes. Hatching out as a hungry caterpillar, and eating as many milkweed leaves as he could. Creating his own chrysalis, the long wait as he transformed into the beautiful black and orange butterfly he is now. He had already had a few escapes, too. Birds trying to eat him. Stealthy cats stalking him. He had even escaped being captured in a butterfly net. Monty was born on a little island off the coast of Maine. Within his first month of life, he'd already hatched from an egg, was a crawly caterpillar, and had emerged a butterfly from his chrysalis. Using his wings, Monty began exploring all around the beautiful place where he was born. His favorite place to flit was among the rocks, shells, and twigs the children used to create homes for fairies on the island. He loved to visit and taste the flower nectars that grew there. Butterflies taste with their feet and drink with their tongues, like a straw. As the weather got colder, there weren't as many flowers for Monty and his butterfly friends to drink nectar from. Their wings also didn't work as well in the cold. So off they flew to a new, warmer place. They flew away in a big group, which is called a kaleidoscope of butterflies. Heading south, using the sun to guide them, they were on their migration adventure. On cloudy days, the monarchs relied on the magnetic compass they were born with to navigate their way. Long and tiring were the days. The monarchs were flying far away to where it was warmer. Monty liked to drink the sweet nectar from the flowers along the way. He learned the milkweed he'd eaten as a caterpillar made him poisonous as a result. When predators saw his orange and black colors, they were wary and left him alone. Monty met many different butterflies on his way. The one he saw the most often was white with black on it. Monty learned they are called cabbage white butterflies. Monty met viceroy butterflies who looked just like him, but lacked some of his special abilities. All the butterflies, in all their beautiful colors, kept whispering about an invisible butterfly, and Monty was excited to search for it. Monty and his friends flew thousands of miles to warm air, but he couldn't find the invisible butterfly everyone was talking about. Monty dreamed of being invisible too, so he could have exciting adventures without being seen by predators. He thought it would be a fantastic adventure to trade his identity for invisibility. At last, the monarchs reached warm air. Instead of a cold breeze, a dry, warm wind greeted them, refreshing their tired wings. The monarchs kept flying to reach the fir trees where they have spent the winter together for generations. Monty couldn't wait to rest on those trees. Finally, they arrived in Mexico and gathered together on the trees. Being close together kept them warm and safe from predators. During the warm days, they fly around and return to roost together at night until the spring. Monty didn't find the invisible butterfly, but he was happy to be with his group of monarchs, snuggled up for the cool winter. One warm day, Monty flew over the beautiful hills of Mexico, looking for flowers to drink nectar from. Suddenly, he saw a mysterious glint of sunlight moving around. He flew over to investigate and saw the light shining on something that looked like glass. Monty followed the shining light as it flitted around. Monty realized that this must be the invisible butterfly he had been searching for. He asked the butterfly for her name, and she said her name was Gloria, and that she was a glass-wing butterfly. Monty introduced himself to Gloria and told her that he had been searching for her on his journey. He also shared his dream of becoming an invisible butterfly. Gloria then revealed that she too was on a migration adventure. Gloria and Monty talked about their similarities and differences. Glasswing butterflies also migrate due to cold weather, and Gloria is poisonous to predators as well. Although she's always been invisible, Gloria has dreamed of having wings that would leave splashes of color everywhere she flew. Monty and Gloria sipped sweet nectar from flowers and chatted until the sun was about to set. Then they said goodbye and wished each other a safe and happy journey. Monty flew away amazed that he could find and be so similar to the invisible butterfly that he had searched for. He realized that butterflies really are alike in many ways, and the best way to be is the way you were created. Monty looked back and called out to his new friend to share what he had learned, but he couldn't find Gloria, the glass-wing butterfly. Then he saw a sparkle in the distance. It was Gloria's wings shining in the sunlight. Monty was happy he had orange and black colors to help him find his butterfly friends. He said goodbye and wished his friend well. Then he snuggled up with his monarch family on a fir tree and dreamed of more adventures to come. 5 things you can do to help the monarch butterflies. 1. Create a butterfly garden to aid monarch butterflies on their journeys. 2. Plant milkweed and other brightly colored nectar-producing wildflowers. 3. Educate your friends and family about monarch butterflies. 4. Remember, monarch butterflies are an endangered species. Do not catch them. Let them be. 5. When you see a monarch butterfly, wish it well on its long journey.